This is Ted Kennedy. The new Bush budget is deja vu. More missed opportunities and more misplaced priorities. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush's budget, released last week, deserves the hard knocks it's getting. It tilts too heavily towards the space-based missiles and exotic bombers, while shortchanging critical domestic priorities like health care and education. Reductions in Medicare threaten the survival of outstanding teaching hospitals. The proposal also contains a blatant ideological attempt to divide and conquer Medicare by turning it into a means-tested program instead of a broad-based insurance for all senior citizens. Cutbacks in education mean that thousands of students across the nation will lose college aid. It's a wonderfully Republican, let-them-eat-cake budget, full of tax cuts for the rich and budget cuts for everyone else. Go ahead, Al. Defend it. Defend the indefensible.
Now, Ted. I've watched presidents send up sound, sensible budgets to Congress every year, only to always hear you and your tax and spend Democrat buddies howl to the heavens that it's not enough. Then you fill your pens with red ink and drive this nation into bankruptcy and bloated debt. This year's budget gives more to education than ever before in history. And just two of your very favorite social programs, and mine, Head Start and WIC, will get $4,600,000,000 under the Bush plan. Good heavens, Ted, those alone get more money than Star Wars has ever got out of Congress. Healthcare costs $660 billion a year, and lots of waste there. The Bush budget is an honest and realistic approach of funding our government. It also, again, calls for a balanced budget amendment and the line item veto. That's what really makes you toss your cookies, ain't it, Ted? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on whether people who earn over $100,000 a year should qualify for Medicare. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.